News from BlackAmericaWeb.com.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
Protesters pouring into the streets of New York last night after a grand jury did not indict New York City police officer in the chokehold death of Eric Garner.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Thursday, December 4th, 2014, and as you heard, a grand jury cleared the white police officer yesterday in the videotaped chokehold death of the unarmed black man Eric Garner, stopped for selling loose, untaxed cigarettes, triggering protests in the streets by the hundreds of New Yorkers who likened the case to the deadly police shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, and the protests, as you heard Tom talking about this morning, across the country. And
the world.
And as the demonstrations mounted, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said federal authorities would conduct a civil rights investigation into the July 17th death of Eric Garner at the hands of the police officer Daniel Pantaleo. When the 12-year-old boy Tamir...
There you go.
Sorry, thank
get
you.
Get that. You got all of it?
I'm not sure that I have it.
All right, one more time. We excuse you. All right.
Thank you. 12-year-old, I think I'm good.
Put it on a weekend. Okay. I ain't mad at you, so yeah.
Tamir Rice was shot by a Cleveland police officer after carrying a toy gun in the playground. A Cleveland reporter looked into his parents' past to get a sense of the child's mindset. And understandably, that this was utterly wrong. Now someone has looked into the policeman's past who actually did the shooting. And as it turns out, the policeman was forced out of his last law enforcement job.
Uh-huh.
The reports that Officer Timothy Lohman, who shot and killed Tamir Rice within seconds of responding to the 911 call, resigned from a small suburban police force after he was declared unfit for duty while handling a firearm.
Okay, you see a pattern here?
Absolutely.
Because Darren Wilson had the same kind of problem,
mm-hmm.
And of course this guy in Staten Island, what's his name?
Yeah, Pantaleo.
Yeah, he had a lot of police investigations for
into his
yeah.
Kind of reminds you of the way they treat priests, Sybil. Like your past doesn't follow you; you just go to a different place.
You go to a
start
different
start all over again.
And which is what a lot of people are wondering, mm-hmm. is what's going to happen with Darren Wilson, and will he be able to go somewhere and do the same thing?
Yeah.
The stepfather of Michael Brown has apologized for angry comments that he made after the grand jury decided not to indict the police officer who killed his stepson, but said his remarks had nothing to do with the arson and looting that ravaged Ferguson and the surrounding areas. The St. Louis Rams player says he'd protest again. That's Jared Cook said he'd absolutely repeat the hands up, don't shoot gesture that he and four teammates made during their Sunday game. And finally, we talked yesterday at the end of the show about the death of Todd Tucker's mom. Todd Tucker, of course, is the husband of Candy Burris from The Real Housewives.
Yeah.
And everybody's wondering about Mama Joyce, Candy's mother.
Man,
and she
Mama
says
Joyce
that
cold,
she,
man.
Well, no, I think she's right. She says she will not attend Miss Sharon's funeral, who's Todd's mother. She says because of their history, and she doesn't want to disrespect anybody in the family.
That's
and
her
bring
son-in-law's
in,
mother.
I know, but that would bring attention away from what they're there for.
I think it's her duty to go to her son-in-law.
You don't think they'll break out into a fight and do that reality show stuff that they do every week?
I don't think so.
She says she will not attend the funeral out of respect for her friends and family.
Oh, now she's got respect.
Well, and she does say that she's sorry for attacking Sharon by the gossip, which turned out to be false, and wishes that they had patched things up before Sharon died this week.